This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited here to take control of the airwaves with Ian
and Mark.
And the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or you can do as Bad Slave has done and call us on Skype. And sound almost like you're in the studio with us. It's definitely an upgrade in audio quality from a regular phone call, which we can take as well if you've got a regular phone. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But if you want to upgrade the call quality, just call us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Back to Bad Slave. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight here, Bad Slave.
Thanks, Ian. The secession... I wanted to report about a new book that's been recently released, I think the title of which is The South Was Right. And okay. I think I said before that I agreed, yes, the South was right. I'd say that any subdivision of governmental control that chooses to be governed by another entity, or not at all, for that matter, as far as I'm concerned, although I think everybody ought to at least govern themselves, I'm all for it. I'm gonna, you know, the South was right. The South had every right in a free country to say, well, you know, Lincoln, I'm sorry, I'm not.
I think you got to be careful when you say the South was right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're saying they were right in that they had a right, or should have had a right, to secede, but they certainly weren't right in their support of slavery.
Well,
right?
Of course,
the reason they seceded.
And you know what?
One of the reasons.
Said it.
What was the other reason?
Taxation.
Yeah, the taxes were being levied because of slave labor.
Okay.
You know, it all comes down to that.
You can't turn it all into a slavery thing.
It's pretty close.
It was states' power.
Right, the states' power to have slavery and be, you know, and separate from a union.
What do we have now? I'm sorry. Do you think that we're free? That if we don't give, you know.
I wouldn't claim that we were free, but I would also claim that that my life is better than that of a chattel slave in the 1860s.
Well, and I agree. Okay, and I think it wasn't even why Lincoln was at war. Lincoln was afraid he was losing power, and he was a tyrant, and that's. All there is to say about him, he did many, many, many things to even the existing northern government that were not authorized by the Constitution. And so I'm not gonna, the thing that the South was right about, and I suggest that anybody, there's a Abbeville, Institute that has a YouTube channel, that almost any of the YouTube presentations of Southern aristocratic awareness and study scholarship is on display there that will teach you everything you need to know about the South and slavery and all of those things. So the Abbeville Institute on Facebook.
It sounds like a good thing to study, but
I'm just giving it out. But
yeah. it's a shame that secession in this country is marred by the history of slavery.
Yeah, that much is true.
Exactly, and the history of slavery. It was actually not what the war was about. and it would have ended.
It depends who you ask.
Slavery ended in many, many other countries.
I agree with that. I mean, in almost every other country in the world, slavery ended without violence, without a war.
It's much more expensive to start a war than it would have been to just buy all the slaves.
Yep, that's true.
Well, that's true, but people didn't want to do that. I mean, you ask folks like Revolutionary John Brown, who led slave revolt before the Civil War, what it was all about. You take these abolitionists and what they were doing. In many cases, they felt that they were fighting for the freedom of black people. So it really just comes down to what they were.
And there's nothing wrong with fighting for that freedom, but that wasn't that had nothing to do with why Lincoln started the war.
That much is true. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, yeah, Lincoln wanted to keep the Union together. He wanted to, amass and continue to have as much power as he possibly could. That's what it was about for him. And his statements made that pretty clear back then. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
I would really like to talk about the state of being an animal, because we see that in...
Yeah, did you see those animal white guys fighting one another like animals this weekend in Charlottesville?
Yeah. The disappointment about that is over the fact they didn't direct the animals. To the black.
And I didn't understand a word of what you just said. I don't know what you just said. Can you say that one more time?
They did not direct their fury and fire. Okay?
You mean the tiki torches?
Right. They did not direct their fire and fury, but against the black. That would have been,
What would that have solved?
Well, wait, wasn't that the point? I mean, these were, do you know what happened in Charlottesville, right?
A bunch of white
nationalists were out there. I mean, it was definitely, these people were definitely not in favor of black people. I mean, these are racists. What are you saying?
Okay, what I'm saying is this. Now, in your opinion, the state of being an animal, is that a question of race, or is that a question of someone's character?
I would say it's the individual. It's the individual.
I feel like I'm being put in a box. We're all animals,
Mark,
in the
evening,
sense
good
that...
Evening, good evening, Mark. Good evening.
Thank you, Ralph.
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. David Duke, too. Good evening to you. I know that he's listening to
him. Did he just call you David Duke, too?
I don't know. He's probably talking about Cantwell.
That's not right, isn't it?
He is the funny. He is constantly laughing at his own jokes.
He showed up in Virginia. Can you believe that guy? He showed up in Virginia. And I get a call on this telephone and say, who is this? Oh, this is David Duke. How are you, Ralph?
You had David Duke call you up on the phone?
Yes.
Wow.
You must feel really lucky.
I wouldn't think he would talk to somebody like you. I mean, you're not technically a white guy, right?
You're not the rightest bald in the galaxy, though.
I don't know what you're saying at this point. Thanks for the call tonight, Ralph. I appreciate it. By the way, for listeners that don't know, Ralph constantly calls in and refers
to... Very concerned about the amount of melanin in people's skin.
Yeah, he frequently refers to black people as animals, and it's ridiculous. He's a racist, and he's made that very clear over, I don't know, what, year and a half, 2 years that he's been calling the show now? It seems like it's been quite a long time. Always calling about the same thing, animal this, animal that. Well, sure as hell looked like, because he'll cite some sort of riot, right? Like the Detroit riots was one of the things he recently called about.
Riots are proof to him that the blacks
that all
are
blacks are animals, which is ridiculous. It turns out all kinds of people are willing to participate
in
riots.
Show a riot that has the majority of white people in it, and proof is not had,
Right, we've seen the Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene. You had the white, what was primarily two white crowds fighting one another in Charlottesville on Friday at this war memorial that they were fighting over. It's crazy. It was very animalistic. I mean, a bunch of shrieking monkeys fighting one another. Almost all white guys. I mean, I saw a black dude, but I think he was working for one of the news crews because he was just kind of. I think he had a camera in his hands. But you know, for the most part,
just trying to work here.
The fight was between a bunch of white people, animalistic white people, the anti-fascists and the right-wing fascist type racist guys, whatever they call themselves, alt-right. 855, 450, free. Neo-Nazis, I don't know what they call themselves.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And do want to let you know about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means it's a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on new radio stations so we can talk about the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency and the stuff that we tend to discuss on this program and bring those ideas to more radio stations. We've got over 170 radio stations today, coast to coast. And a lot of those stations, I would say the super majority of them, are a direct result of listener support from people like you who have joined the AMP program for $5 a month with a credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin. It's up to you how you join. We'll take alternatives, but it's not as easy for us to liquidate silver. But either way, if you want to send it, we'll take it, and we'll be grateful for it. So no doubt about it. You send $2, I'm going to say thank you, right? So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com, although $2 isn't going to get you an amp. But I still appreciate it. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all that we're asking for, and that's money that helps us spread the ideas of liberty. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the brand-new forum that is not for amplifiers only. It's for all Free Talk Live listeners, but amplifiers are the ones that get the Free Talk Live badge on their little profile picture, which is pretty cool. So we've had a number of people step up, get new forum accounts, and ask for their badge. So if you're an amplifier and you want to jump on that, just give me a heads up when you sign up for the forum that you're an amplifier, and I'll apply it to your account.
Plus, if you're an amplifier, you can also become part of the amplifier Facebook page, too.
I said that, but Facebook group, actually. The groups are different from pages.
Okay. So all you have to do is let us know you want to get in. Just ping me on Facebook, and I'll get you in.
Oh, no, that's not how that works. I send an invitation to everybody who signs up for the AMP program, so you don't have to do that.
Well, I've done that.
Oh, somebody has sent you a message saying they need to get in? Okay, well, then they must have missed the invite.
Indeed.
Sometimes
not everybody sees this stuff.
Well, sometimes Facebook invites go straight to the spam box, which, I'd love to see Facebook go into a spam box in general, but ultimately that's not convenient for getting people into the group.
Our page is the best part of Facebook.
Our page or group?
Our group.
Group. Okay. Because there is a Free Talk Live page as well, but everybody can go to that and like that page. Only the amplifiers get access to the AMP group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some emails, too. I usually send out an AMP email every single month, kind of, I take notes throughout the month of things that, I want to tell the amplifiers, and then I do it once a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dale, who's watching us on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Dale. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, to pitch in, from what the guy, Life Sky caller, said, at the end of the Civil War, there were basically millionaires that were devastated, in the South. They lost their land. They lost their capital. It pretty much became the barter system. For probably 10, 15 years, pretty much for an entire region. If anybody grew up in the South, you know that it's really still trying to get to the 20th century in some places. and some of us, they're good people out there that really can't come to grips. That grandpa might have went to hell, by the way, Christianity is judged today. And that really breaks their heart, Well, I can't say Grandpappy was a bad dude because that means he went to hell.
Hmm.
And I really can't understand how people can judge groups instead of individuals.
It's easier. Well, it's laziness. I can understand it. Judging a group is intellectual sloth. It's a way to, not have to make a decision about an individual. It's a way to brush somebody off without getting to know them, without, asking any questions. Just, this person's a part of that group. So, therefore, opinion. You don't have to have any kind of real discernment. You don't have to have any, time that you spend trying to figure out whether somebody's a good person or not. You just write them off based on who they're, what group they're in.
As a guy from the South, I'm going to say that I've seen crappy towns in the North and the South. Go ahead.
There are plenty of crappy towns up here.
Hey, Now, last week, I think, you know, we can all do whatever part we can do and just forget about a lot of our political differences and treat each other as individuals. And,
yes.
And I'm going to tell you something that happened to me last week.
All right.
I was out Ubering, and I went into this convenience store, and there was this elderly couple from Mississippi that needed to find a hospital in town, Vanderbilt. And I wasn't doing anything. So I told them, look, follow me and I'll take you there because traffic was messed up at that time of the day. And I took them there, you know, and got them there. Now, I know those people were probably Trump voters, but that's not the sort of thing I care about when somebody needs help and I can help them in a situation.
Now, wait a minute. What made you believe they were Trump voters?
You could look at them and tell. I mean, I said I'm judging, aren't I? I'm judging.
Yeah, I believe thoroughly that I can tell whether somebody's
they're wearing that
Democrats
hat,
in this town.
If they're wearing the Make America Great Again hat, then it's pretty obvious, right? But, I mean, how do you know just looking at them? What was it about them?
Well, there were elderly people from Mississippi. I mean, 80% of the people from Mississippi voted for him.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Chances are he's right.
Fair enough.
If they're elderly people from Mississippi, the chances are good that he's correct.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But they needed to get to the hospital because their brother-in-law was having some type of surgery, and they would have never found it. Or they'd have found it, but I had to tell them all these different things and put an additional stress on them, like getting through traffic and all that. When you can do something good for somebody, and hopefully they pay it forward and the world gets better, you know, one deed at a time.
I like that attitude. Dale, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, God bless America, and let everybody wake up in the morning.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Wish as hard as you want. That's not going to get everybody up in the morning.
Yeah. I think that's important, though, his perspective there.
It's a nice perspective.
You know, being able to help somebody just because they're a human being and put aside any kind of political differences. It would be nice if more people had that viewpoint, but unfortunately, they'd rather fight in the streets over a stupid statue. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because I guess that makes them feel relevant. We're going to continue. We've got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I just wanted to let people know that. Did you know that we have like 5 robberies per day here in Albuquerque now?
Okay.
Yeah, they get held up at knife point, at gunpoint. They walk in and just rob the stores.
What are gun laws like in Albuquerque?
You know what? I do not know what the gun law is. I do not know. Because I don't own a gun, I never paid attention to it.
Well, if you get your store robbed, you're all of a sudden going to pay real close attention to the idea of having a weapon to defend yourself.
In all likelihood.
Well, you know what? I was listening to the show, and they actually have a private police company.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You were listening to what show?
Like an afternoon show?
Okay.
A local station?
For a moment there, I thought you were actually listening to our show, because that would be really cool. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. She doesn't know how to do the internet, so she, you know, unless we're on Kiva at the moment, and we're not on every hour of the show out there in Albuquerque, she can't listen. No, not that she even tries. She just,
I don't get the impression
she's just a chronic caller.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. Walmart versus Amazon on the way.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, how about you get signed up for the Free Talk Live email list? Yeah, people still do email. I like it, actually. Email's a good way to keep things orderly.
I do, too. I use it as my to-do list, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
If I need something, I need to do something, I just tell people, look, email that to me.
Yeah, I'm a little notorious for being behind on them, but, it's a good way for us to get the news out to you about what's going on. Because if we post it on Facebook, you're never going to see it. Facebook wants money to... Well, actually, we have to pay to send emails these days, too. So it always costs money to send things over the internet these days. But anyway, you can join the email list. It's free for you.
You'll see it.
Yeah, it's free for you to join the email list. So go to freetalklive.com. You'll see the email sign-up box there toward the top middle portion of the site. So go to freetalklive.com. Please get signed up there. We'll send you an email about once a week. Usually I do it on the weekend. This weekend, I didn't get a chance to hammer it out until early this morning. So I'll do it when I get the chance. Appreciate everybody who signed up for it, though, over at freetalklive.com. So Walmart, they are in the headlines here from businessinsider.com. Remember last year, Mark, we talked about the Amazon Go, which is the technology that they're testing in a few different markets, big cities. I think it was like Seattle, I forget the where it was, but I think it was like Washington or Seattle. Anyway, they're testing this store where you walk in and you have to have an Amazon account. You have to have a smartphone. So if you don't have either of those two things, sorry, you can't go shopping at this location, which is interesting, right?
They'll because have a little little door that would open when
some
you
some kind of a turnstile or something, I believe, is what they were using. And it's interesting because, you know, that's automatically cutting out their potential customers, right? So
sure.
You know, you have to have an Amazon account, and you have to have a smartphone. So you've whittled down already to that. You also have
I don't know what the percentage of people that have a smartphone is, but I'm going to guess it's something getting close to 75%.
For as adults, yeah, it's high, for sure. There's no doubt about it. And what percentage of people have Amazon accounts? Probably not as high. You know, I'm actually always surprised by how many people I'll run into who've never shopped on Amazon. I mean, to me, it's just like,
I don't know if I necessarily believe them either.
Why would someone say they haven't if they...
Why do they say they don't have an email address? Because they just don't want to talk about whatever their habits are.
Yeah, but it's usually somebody that I'm not talking about like a stranger. I'm talking about somebody who I've had some rapport with to where they've no reason to just blow off that
conversation. They probably don't know everything they've bought on Amazon.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess you're right, Mark. Certainly plenty of customers are ignorant as to where they are and what they're doing, but I feel like people should know what Amazon is by this this point. It's one of the most ubiquitous online storefronts that there ever has existed. I mean, it's an incredible success story. Isn't Bezos their boss man over there? Isn't he like the most rich guy in the whole world now or something like that?
I don't know.
Didn't he surpass the old previous Warren Buffett's or whoever the other top guy was? I felt like there was a headline recently about Bezos being, you know, a big player as far as money wealth is concerned. But anyway, the Amazon folks, they have this store. You walk in, you have to have your smartphone.
Amazon, Bezos briefly became the richest person in the world when the markets opened on July 27, 2017, according to Forbes, with a fortune.
Briefly, okay.
Then became the first person to top a net worth of $90 billion, but by the time the markets closed, he had been dethroned again.
Well, so...
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fine.
No doubt. So anyway, and what happens? So let me tell you a little more about the Amazon store before we go into what Walmart's doing. So you go in, you got your smartphone, you got an Amazon app of some sort for the Amazon Go. Maybe it's a regular app, maybe they've got a special app. But either way, some sort of Amazon app that's compatible. You have to, I believe, have a credit card on file. So that's, again, whittling down a little bit more. Because sometimes, you know, on Amazon, you can, if you don't want them to store the card, I'm sure most people probably allow them to store the card info. So you go in, you stop at the turnstile, you scan your phone so they know you are in their store. You then load up whatever you want from their grocery in a shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
You then, or a basket or whatever it is, I don't know, maybe they don't even use carts, I don't know. These stores seem kind of small. They're not like huge warehouse stores like you're used to with, you know, grocery stores or Walmart supercenters. But so sort of more of like a kind of like a quick pick. You're going in. You got lunch items. They actually have a chef who's in there making. So they do have some humans that help the store run, like making.
How do they
food
charge
for
you
people.
For food you've consumed on site?
You presumably would be able to consume the food on site, so as long as you still have the packaging in your cart.
Okay.
Because they're not doing any kind of weighing, as I understand it. It's just, you grab a package, it goes into your basket or cart or whatever, and then you walk out of the store.
Right.
And that's the experience. That's the shopping experience. There's no waiting in line. There's no checkout. And if you think about it, the checkouts are the real bottleneck at a grocery store. You know, if you're there at a busy time of day, you're waiting through 3-4 people with full load shopping carts sitting in front of you. I mean, if you've got a decent load of food and you've got a family, Mark, it's, you know, going to take a while to. You're not going to go to the express line. You know, pretty much never. You guys probably
sometimes,
never go to the express line. You know, if you're going for a regular shopping trip, you're going to get $100 worth of groceries.
I don't go to regular shopping trips.
Well, whatever. Right. Your wife, I'm sure, does this. Okay?
I have been on them.
You can put yourself in her shoes here for a moment, as you can imagine what it's like for most people going to the grocery store. This is the big slowdown, and Amazon has figured out a way to eliminate that. Now, Walmart's coming in with their competition. According to Business Insider, they're rolling out a new technology that enables shoppers to scan and pay for their items without checkout lanes, registers, or cashiers. Here's how it's supposed to work. Shoppers download Walmart's Scan and Go app, then scan the barcodes of the items they wish to purchase. Once they're finished shopping, they'll click a button to pay for their goods and then show a digital receipt to a store greeter on the way out the door. Now, this to me sounds like it could be complicated. Because with Amazon, only Amazon customers with a smartphone get into the store in the first place. With Walmart, they got to let everybody in. That's their business model. They're not going to cut it out to everybody with a smartphone. They're not going to cut out, you know, the average person who just wants to walk in there and grab some beef jerky and soda or whatever and pay cash and leave. They're not going to do that.
Right.
So I don't know about you, but I've never really gotten the feel that the greeters at Walmart are, let's say, loss control professionals. You know, they're just usually older folks who are taking care of the carts, or they're waving at people, or in some cases they're a little mentally challenged. It's looked like at some of the Walmarts, which is very nice of Walmart to hire those folks. But I don't really think that the maybe they're going to put some professional loss control people at the front of the stores to do these jobs of checking people's receipt. But it seems like, I mean, are they going to trust the customers? Because if you've got a whole bunch of stuff in your cart, if you've got 100 items or 50 items or something like that of food items or whatever that's in the cart, and you're like, yeah, I scanned all of this, except you didn't.
So it's not like an RFID chips kind of scan?
That's not what it seems like. No, they're asking their customer to do the scanning for them. Now, you've seen the self-checkouts, right? You know how those work.
Sure, sure.
With the self-checkouts, which Walmart has and like most of the major grocery stores have, they're checking you by weighing the product at the self-checkout.
Right.
So what I don't understand is how they're going to do this with just a cart. Are they going to put a big scale at the end of, at the door?
It's and kinda, if put it's the just cart a on cart, the scale? It's just kinda, if it's just a cart, it has to be an RFID.
Yeah, but then, okay, but then why are they having the employee check?
Well, they're saying that there's a greeter there and a receipt, right?
You're gonna have to show a digital receipt. So on your phone, you would show that to the greeter.
I don't know, to make sure that you haven't thrown something like a football to a friend. I'm just trying to speculate here. I can tell you this: nobody's checking my bag. It's not gonna happen. I won't play this game.
If
this has happened more than one time, they put some pimply faced high school dropout out there.
Best Buy was known for it.
Right. To look through my stuff, and I said, "You're either gonna look, if you want to check my bag, I'll take this stuff and I'll return it right now, or you're gonna let me walk out like a civilized human being."
What happened?
Those are your choices.
What happened when you did that?
In the one case, the guy just wagged me through, and in another case, I did go and turn the stuff back in.
Wow. And it was Walmart or where?
No, this was one case. It was Best Buy, and I can't remember.
More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-GSI-GOLD. 877-474-4653 or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. My number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of features on the website. It is completely free, so head on over there, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crimes Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, you ought to check it out. It's coming up on its fifth anniversary. We'll be celebrating that next month. And you can watch it for free anytime you want. Great hour and a half long feature length documentary film about our friend Derek J before his days as a Bitcoin entrepreneur, which is what he's doing now, by the way. He's running a Bitcoin shop out in Portsmouth, which only accepts cryptocurrency for payment, which is so awesome. But this is him before that, and getting arrested 5 times in a 1 year time frame for victimless crimes here in Keene, New Hampshire. Check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. We're sharing with you a story about what I find to be an interesting technology, and I'm interested because I want to know more about how it works. I have yet to really discover. I've looked at a couple different articles about this Walmart Scan and Go that apparently they tried to introduce this a few years ago, but it was too clunky. Customers couldn't figure it out, so they've revamped it, and they're trying it again. And the idea is that as a customer, you can have an app on your phone, and apparently they're going to provide customers with devices. So if you are a customer who does not have a smartphone, you can pick up a device at the front of the store and then put it in your shopping cart and go around, and they actually have modified shopping carts with a little spot for this thing. in the stores that they're testing this technology at. And you go around, you get your stuff, you scan it with this device, and then you go and you you can like check out right there in the device. You don't have to go through a checkout line. And again, I still don't understand how they're doing fraud prevention here, because having worked in retail and worked closely with...
Turns out people will steal stuff.
Yeah, I worked closely with loss control. I worked at the big Kmart when I was a teenager. There's people in that store who, employees and customers who want to steal.
Employees are worse.
Yeah, they want to steal stuff. And, you know, that's why stores have loss control. They've got cameras because these people come in there and they try all kinds of shady stuff. So how is it they're going to avoid fraud, rampant fraud, when and certainly mistakes as well. Like, you know, the classic mistake of you forgot about the water flat that's on the bottom of the cart, those kinds of things, the flat of sodas or whatever that you put down there.
Sure.
So sometimes customers just absentmindedly will forget something. Is it just that Walmart figures most customers are going to be honest, and so therefore they can just let it ride?
That's a bad system.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you do that, yes, that's true, but when you don't have incentives in place...
People are going to take advantage.
Yeah, people will tend to understand that more and more, and then they'll more will take advantage, and you're raising your prices to make up for the loss, and then over and over, and pretty soon
then
prices
you don't have
are too
everyday
high,
low prices.
People won't come in, and, you know, yeah, that's a disastrous cycle.
Right, so the story here is from Business Insider. Again, this is to compete with Amazon Go, which is the Amazon concept that allows you to come into their store, just load up a cart, and then walk out. It's all done through RFID chip technology and, you know, combined with your smartphone. Walmart's leaping ahead of Amazon, says Business Insider, and rolling it out to more than a dozen stores in Texas, Florida, South Dakota, Arkansas, Georgia, and Kentucky. For shoppers without smartphones, they will provide handheld scanners. I hope they have the person who's up at the front of the store doing a nice sanitization process of these handheld scanners that they're going to be sharing among among customers. I'm pretty obsessive about keeping a nice, clean, polished screen, and I can't even imagine picking up a phone device thing that a bunch of other people have been
sneezing on it.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, I'm not a germaphobe or anything like that. You're touching the damn shopping carts. They've had their hands all over that, too. So
they've at least got these little things that you can, you know, the little wipes that you can take with you.
That's true, if you're a germaphobe type. But for shoppers without smartphones, again, they're providing scanners. Stores also have an option for customers who don't want to link up a credit card to their scan-and-go accounts. Those customers can simply click Finish on the app, then report to a self-checkout register. Well, they will then scan a barcode for their total purchase and pay for their goods. So you can still use the registers, but it will take less time because you've already scanned the stuff as you've been putting it in your cart,
right,
is the idea. But again, without the checkout register weighing the items, how do they do fraud prevention here? If you know, maybe you've had experience with this, maybe you work for Walmart, let us know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Shoppers in Waxahachie. That's a funny name. Waxahachie.
I know that's in Florida.
No. Well, there actually is one in Florida, but this one's in Texas.
All right.
Are among the first to use the new technology. Maddie Shepard told the Waxahachie Daily Light, quote, "It makes shopping easier because you can actually see what your total is before getting up to the register. You scan, and it'll show your purchases of everything, and then what your total is, so you can keep track of what you're spending, and I think that's cool. It's kind of like the Jetsons," another patron told the Daily Light. And according to the Waxahachie, Texas website here, the Daily Light, actually, according to this, Mandy Ware said about using the new system, "It works fine. I use the self-check line anyway, but I don't think it'll appeal to an older generation because a lady I talked to was like, no, I have a dumb phone, and I'm not picking up that in the store." She says it does appeal more toward the younger generation. Absolutely. "Some are concerned about the cashiers, but we're not getting rid of the cashiers." A Walmart spokesperson confirmed some of the customers don't want the technology, so we still have cash registers and cashiers to take care of them. But certainly the job of cashier is one that you're going to see reduced, I think, in the next 10 years.
Sure.
Quite a bit. ultimately,
we're seeing, you know, the fast food. If you've been on social media in the last couple of years, you're seeing the warnings. The fast food cashier checkout job is going to be going the way of the dodo.
And who's really going to miss them?
I mean, the people that miss them. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Mess up your order half the time. You know, they're usually not that happy to be there. I mean, I'm making general statements. Obviously, there are some exceptional cashiers who are absolute pleasure to, you know, interact with, and you know, you leave the store with a bigger smile on your face than you came in. But that's probably more the exception rather than the rule for these jobs.
Yeah. Well, I find the cashiers are better than the people who defend the fight for 15 wage increase. The cashiers, they just want to do their job and make their money and do whatever. The fight for 15 people are like, running around and I don't understand economics, right? And you know, like, and I'm really angry at you about it, you know, like that
emotional
whole thing.
Emotional and ignorant.
Right. So ultimately, it's going to be this fight for 15 that drives people, drives those jobs away. Now, maybe the fry cook will get $15 an hour. It's just there'll be a third of the employees in the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, if someone, I guess they'll mess up your order then.
So, yeah, you're
they are working on automatic sort of fry cooks, too.
I bet they are, because it's, you know, if you can eliminate labor costs, then you bring costs down. You can be more competitive and sell the fries for less. So the other thing that's going on at Walmart, again, this scan-and-go thing is in the testing phases, but, you know, I'm intrigued, I got to say. Would I be willing to try this out? Yeah, I would.
If it's close to me, I'll try it out.
Whatever. Well, I'm not driving to Texas, but you know, if you walk into Walmart and they've got this, you know, new tech, and it can save you time at the checkouts, because that's the big time killer is waiting at those checkouts. Anyway, the other thing they're doing, which you know, we're not owned by Walmart, they're not even a sponsor on the show, but they are interesting in you know, in that they're innovative and you know, competitive, is this pickup tower. And this is, according to the spokesperson, it's a giant orange tower resting directly in front of the store. We call it the pickup tower, so for customers that choose to order things online and have it shipped to the store, they pay no shipping. Traditionally, if you ordered online, you'd have to walk to the back of the store to the customer, to the service counter, wait for someone to come and retrieve your order, and then leave. It wasn't the best experience, but now the order comes to us, and we load it into this giant robot, and you can come in and scan the barcode on your smartphone or the printout of your order, and it looks you up and delivers your order. We put it right at the front of the store where you can be in and out in 20 seconds if you want to. So I'm fascinated by this as well. What does this mean that they have, I mean, tower doesn't make it sound humongous, but maybe it is. Are they storing all of the pickup items inside this tower and there's a robot picker that goes in and like gets
I don't know, Ian. Yeah. I can tell you that our local grocery store has the ability to order your stuff online and in some period of time you can go in and
pick
your stuff up, you know, pay for it and get out.
You said your wife was going to try that, did she?
She had done it previously, but she did it because they are offering like a $10 off coupon, but she
hasn't done
it since.
What was her experience like?
Fine.
Not worth trying it again. Not worth going back.
We don't have a complaint about it. It's just that that's not how we want to shop.
I gotcha. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. You're, of course, always welcome to call about cool innovations in the marketplace. Whether these will work out or not is another question. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.